Excellent. So obviously, as you're new to the role, I'm assuming you'll have a lot of ideas about what you can do to kind of help businesses in South Ayrshire. Should you want me to tell me a wee bit about
Yeah,
that?
sure. I mean, my idea, I mean, I am new in the role and I'm building on the work that's been done by the previous enterprise manager who's done some really good stuff in the past. And I think one of the things that's coming, one of the initial things I have to deal with is we've brought the Business Gateway service in-house. So part of my initial activity is how do we actually make sure the Business Gateway service and the ambition programme that we work, the council has always run, kind of ties itself together and is efficiently and works very nicely together to the benefit of the clients. I don't see that being a big issue. We've had a couple of meetings about that already and I can see that kind of how that will work nicely. I think there's issues around, there's opportunities around the aerospace sector, which we've already been doing some work on and kind of picking up on that. There's opportunities around, I think, called the Ayrshire Growth Deal, where the three Ayrshire councils are looking at how we can get some extra support from Scottish Government. And I'm doing some work in that area around, kind of, again, around the key sector activity. I think we need to look at, we are looking at more and we're kind of do more around the town centres and how we can actually kind of make those more vibrant, more individualistic so that people want to go and visit them, both locals and visitors. Looking at some potential tourism opportunities as well with partners. We can't do this on our own though, we have to do it with partners either in the public sector, so Scottish Enterprise, Skills Development Scotland, or with the private sector itself, because all we can do is we facilitate this activity, we can't do it ourselves. As someone told me many years ago, I don't create lots of jobs, I help other people create lots of jobs. So that's kind of the way we've always kind of thought about it.
And in terms of town centres, kind of attracting people to them, making them more vibrant, what kind of things are you going to be doing to try and make that the case?
We're building on the activities already started. So when I first came down to visit, yeah, there was the Tam Fest was on, and I hadn't even taken my job by that point, but I was just having a look around and see what the place was like, and I was quite impressed by the kind of vibrancy of the activity that was going on in the town centre. And I've subsequently found out that, you know, we've got a town centre group that's a combination of ourselves, the private sector, working together to bring events and activity to make the place a bit more vibrant, a bit more interesting, so people will come and visit it. We've also got the Air Renaissance organisation, regeneration company, looking at how we can actually then develop the town centre itself. So that's the kind of event things, get people there. Once you've got people there, how do we get businesses to then benefit from there? So we've as an organisation, we've developed a marketing toolkit for retailers, piloted it in Prestwick last year, and we'll be rolling it out across the rest of South Ayrshire from spring this year coming. So that's the kind of opportunity for to do that. We've an advisor who's in the Business Gateway who's got a big retail background, so we've got him going and talk to businesses on a one-to-one basis to help them help themselves, because as I said before, we don't do it, the people do it. So that's kind of way we're doing the town centres. So there's a whole bunch of things like that. We also do we have a shopfront grant scheme, which we've done 33 of those in the last couple of years, 9 in Ayr Town Centre, for example. Again, that's to help people make their properties look more attractive, make them more inviting to customers and bring people in. So there's that kind of short-term stuff, and then the longer-term stuff about kind of making sure that we can redevelop the town centre to, again, make it more attractive. That's not my role, but somebody else's role, but we have to kind of tie the things together.
So it sounds like there is quite a lot of support there for
Yeah.
business owners to kind of attract people down into the town centres, because obviously, you know yourself from, you know, walking through here,
Yep.
there are a lot of empty shops
Yeah.
and things like that.
I mean, I've come from Scottish Borders, and there's issues in Scottish Borders towns along the same sort of area, and there seems to be more support here than there was when I was in the Scottish Borders, for example. And we're certainly focusing that activity not just in Ayr, but on the other towns as well. So I mean, there is a lot of support out there. It's just getting people to come and access it. The best point of contact is to go through the Business Gateway or come in through the office at Burns House. Business Gateway is probably the best place to go. Start with them as a kind of point of contact, and just come and talk to us about what it is you're looking to do and what we can do to help you.
So the support is there, but it's up to, you know, the businesses to kind of come and access it.
Yeah, when we promote it, we promote the support, we promote all the business support that we have. But it's always that kind of thing about you can never promote it enough, if that makes sense. And some people just don't see it until the kind of something hits them. And they go, "Oh, I must deal with this." So it's just trying to keep ourselves visible and keep it going. But if people want to come and talk to us, it's an open door. We want to see what people are trying to do. I'm new, so I'm interested to see what people's ideas are. So.
And what about in terms of attracting new businesses
What,
to the
inward
town
investment
centres?
or to town centres? We're there. Town centres is a difficult one. The inward investment, we're beefing up our investment activity. at the moment, the focus of that is around the key sectors that we have. So we're looking at aerospace, engineering, food and drink, and we're looking at where we can build on the Prestwick Airport and the aerospace industry around about that. So that's really kind of our key kind of inward investment. That's where we see most of the economic gain coming from in terms of new jobs coming to the area. In terms of the town centres, if someone wants to locate in the town centre, the same support's available to an established business. Is it there for a new business coming in as well? It's not anything different in that sense. And that's the kind of activity we're doing. So our inward investment activity tends to very much focus on a kind of couple of key sectors at the moment, and we've got two new staff joining the team to bring a real focus to that activity.
So it sounds like there's kind of almost a kind of fresh outlook on the whole thing.
I don't know if it's a fresh outlook, because that would be being unfair. My predecessor, I think all we're doing is kind of taking I'm taking the opportunity to develop and take things forward that were the foundations were set up before I joined. So now my job is to really kind of move these things forward. So I wouldn't say I'm taking a completely fresh look. I'm just building on and doing things. And of course, I'll do things differently. I'll think about things differently because you're different. But that's kind of where I see it coming forward.
And we've talked a wee bit about tourism and aerospace, yeah, and things like that. That sounds like that's going to be a really big part of the development in South Ayrshire going forward.
Yeah, you have to have a balance between kind of where you see the growth opportunities, and there's definitely growth opportunities in tourism and aerospace. And then if you take aerospace, it's not just aerospace itself, there's then the engineering and the supply chain that comes into that. So you've got to kind of, that has to be kind of where you see opportunities for growth in terms of increasing the GVA of the area, increasing the job activity. But you've got to balance that with making sure that you're spreading that benefit across the whole area. So it doesn't mean that we'll just focus on those. It means that we'll put more resource towards those, but we'll still continue to work with those other organisations like town centres, retailers, people in the food and drink industry, people who might be in completely different sectors. It's just, you know, they're the two that we see the best opportunities at the moment for us to make some quick wins and some quick gains in terms of jobs.
And you mentioned before a couple of different schemes that you're running to help, yeah, businesses in the area. How many people have accessed those? And
yeah. Okay, in terms of the Business Gateway, for example, which we've just brought in-house very recently, last financial year they supported 320 businesses to start up in South Ayrshire. So that's a nice figure. We also support a lot of businesses that are growing. In addition to that, Council run an ambition programme which supports startups, growth businesses, employability and social enterprises. In terms of, and that's around giving grants up to £10,000 depending on what the person's need is, what the kind of growth looks like, etc. And in the last couple of years we've done 124 of those grants at a total value of £657,000, and that's created or forecast to create another 490 jobs. So it's a pretty good scheme. We're going to review that and look at how we can improve it going forward. We have to, you know, it runs till September next year. So as with everything, we have to review it and then go back and decide how we want to take it forward. So we're going to be reviewing that early in the new year with a view to how we tweak it and make it better and see what further we can go.
Excellent. That's all my questions.
Okay?
Yeah, is there anything you would like to add to that?
No, I don't think so. That's everything. No, I think, you know, in terms of I mean, the Business Gateway is there as a kind of first point of contact for support. I'd encourage people to look to go to the Business Gateway, talk to the guys there. They're all experienced advisors. They're not civil servants who happen to look after businesses. They're all business people who are now helping and advising and helping take things forward. So they're experienced guys. As I say, one guy's got a lot of retail background. So it's come and talk to the guys. Find out what it is that they're trying to do, what you're trying to do. We'll try and help work out how we can help you and go from there.